Kind of like when you're on an airplane. You know, like when they say there's going to be turbulence and those little airbags pop down, they're like, please fasten your own before helping or assisting others.
Yeah.
Because you can't help anybody if you're in trouble.
Wow, that is a great analogy.
What? Boom. Mic drop.
Yeah. But
I think that has a lot to do with the mentality that moms feel. They feel guilty about spending time on themselves.
Right.
And it's just not true. Like, right. Moms, if anybody, you deserve it as much, if not more so, because you've got a lot more riding on your health and success. Mm-hmm. You're listening to the Addicted to Fitness podcast, brought to you by Elemental Training Tampa. Now, here's your hosts, Nick and Shannon Birch.
Thank you for stopping by and checking out another edition of the Addicted to Fitness podcast. We really appreciate you guys listening each week. Keep those ratings and reviews coming, and make sure you visit the Addicted to Fitness podcast Facebook page. We got some good goodies. We got some good goodies on there. We got some exclusive stuff on that page, so make sure you check that out. we've got some training recap to get into, even though most of our training recaps really involves carrying a baby and holding a baby and putting the baby to sleep and stuff
lately,
like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you've been, we've both been able to kind of get back a little bit more into a regular exercise routine. With me doing the boxing and kickboxing, I've kind of been taking advantage of that.
Yeah.
Because not only am I instructing the class, but I'm also taking the class. So I get to develop the curriculum, which is nice because I get to influence on kind of what I would want to do in the class too. So, and I get good feedback from the clients there at Title Boxing. If you're familiar with that franchise, it's a nationwide franchise. So I'm teaching there, and also I guess I would say to a certain extent training there. And then there's some also interesting stuff happening at Tampa Strength. Where ETT operates out of. We're getting, not only is there something we're going to talk about a little bit later, but there's also, we're going to start be doing some more sandbag training.
Oh, I love sandbag training.
Right, and it's might be something that's not, I wouldn't say, probably not well known in the general population, you would say. Oh. Would that be fair to say, you think?
Sandbag training?
Yeah.
What
do you think?
Yeah. I mean, I think certain pockets of fitness and, like, workouts use sandbags, but not a ton.
Right.
I mean, I think usually it's a little messier. Even if you get, like, a good sandbag, at some point it's going to spring a leak and then you're going to get sand everywhere. But, I mean, I think, like, outside maybe boot camps and some, like, HIIT workout community kind of things, I don't think sandbags are used that much.
Well, it's interesting. Like, I've been exposed, and I kind of had the same perception before I started training at Tampa Strength, but there's actually a pretty big computer issues. Getting interrupted by commercials.
Why?
on articles, of course.
Why?
But I got exposed to sandbag training once I started training at Tampa Strength, and we actually just bought a program there that where all the trainers are going to start being kind of essentially educated in this. It's called Ultimate Sandbag Training.
Oh.
So there's actually a abbreviation that we people who have been longtime listeners of the podcast, when I talked to Coach Fury back probably months ago now, he was actually a certified Ultimate Sandbag instructor. DVRT is the actual term. So we're going to be training in that discipline more at Tampa Strength. And there's a lot of – I know you kind of got introduced to it by Body Rock. Was that right, the sandbag?
Yeah, and just HIIT workouts in general.
Right. So this stuff that I've been seeing so far in the training program for the Ultimate Sandbag Training, the DVRT, is extensive. I mean, there's a lot of stuff. It's really cool. So I'm really excited to start sharing pictures about that. And you guys, check us out, ET Tampa, ETT AMPA. I'll post it on the stories and the pictures and everything. It's going to be really cool. And TampaStrength.com.
Yeah. Well, I'm excited to learn some new moves from you for that then, because I really do like it. I think I'm less a fan of the water workouts where, like, you've got the water that moves around.
The water bag, yeah.
Yeah, the water bag. That's super hard.
Uh-huh.
I find that, like, a little bit frustrating, but I like the sand.
Right.
Because it moves enough to kind of give you that sort of same challenge.
Right.
But it's also, like, it's also more just like a dead weight, too.
Right.
So it's a nice in-between.
Yep. Yeah, I have a lot. That's why I travel when I do my at-home ETT sessions. I'll bring a water bag with me just because I think you alluded to it earlier that the sandbag can be somewhat messy.
Yeah.
If you don't have a good kind of internal bladder holding the sand. But there's some very good ones, especially ones we use at Tampa Strength that kind of keep the messiness to a minimum, I should say.
Yeah.
So that was kind of my training recap for the week. Some interesting stuff going on, and I want to get into your recap for the week.
Well, I mean, similar to kind of what I did last week, is I've just been trying to get in any kind of exercise and movement as much as I can. So that's really not that often, to be honest. Mm-hmm. Unless I want to get up at 4 o'clock in the morning, I have very limited time options right now. So I've been able to get some workouts on the Peloton in. I've done that like 2 to 3 times in the last week, and then doing yoga. So I'll typically, unlike today when I was woken by you,
yeah,
saying, oh, by the way, you slept through your alarm and it's time for you to basically like be done getting ready.
Right.
Minus those days, I have like a 5 to 10 minute like morning yoga routine that I just do to get up, like wake up.
Oh, it's awesome.
It's nothing like strenuous. It's purely just to move my body and like shake out the cobwebs, no, kind of situation.
Idea. I have a 10 minute kind of morning routine that I do too.
Yeah. And it's just, I mean, part of it is child's pose, which let's be honest, it's lying on the floor. So, but that's been really helpful. And those little things just give me energy and they do make a world of difference.
Yep.
And then I've gotten like maybe 1 or 2 30 minute, yoga sessions into, but
yeah.
Well, still haven't gotten to my class.
I know.
Still haven't gotten back to the studio. I don't have that on the books.
Well, it's interesting. Now that you're a mom,
yeah,
and exercise is super important, we're going to put a pin in that because that's where we're going to next. But before that, we want to tell you guys about our sponsors.
If you're like Nick and I, you love a good cup of coffee. It's one of the reasons we're so excited that our sponsors at Hemp Coffee Exchange have a special treat for our listeners. Right now, you can head over to their website, hempcoffeeexchange.com, and save 20% off your order. Just use the code ATF at checkout and receive your 20% off.
So as I said, I wanted to kind of put a pin in the mom fitness because obviously, like I said, you're a mom now, so you're experiencing the minimized schedule that we now have. I think it's both as parents, but especially as moms, because you actually have a little bit more responsibility. Just because with the whole feeding and everything like that. So that's it. You have even less time. So I wanted to talk about overall, you know, fitness related to moms. So we did a little research for you guys, and we wanted to give out some, like, general kind of statistics and benefits for kind of the different types of fitness. And then we're going to get into more specifics and then relate it right to the moms because that's super important.
Yeah.
To tell about moms to, you know, fitness related to moms because they really need it. So we just want to go over a quick couple of the health benefits of cardiorespiratory training. So cardio. A lot of people just shorten it to cardio.
Yep.
Which just means, you know, getting up your heart rate, and a lot of cardio exercises that you might be familiar with, running, jogging, you know, spinning, you know, you love on the Peloton. So things of that nature, basically anything that's not considered really kind of strength training or resistance training. So a couple of the benefits are, a lot of these you guys will probably be familiar with, but this is from fitwire.com, and it's number one, lose weight, duh, right? Obviously, burning calories, which can translate to losing weight, but we also know nutrition is a huge part of that. Lose belly fat, which kind of goes along with the lose weight, but losing belly fat is, especially because we know belly fat, especially nowadays, I just said especially three times in one sentence, but is super dangerous. The belly fat, when you see people that have beer guts, or quote-unquote beer guts, that visceral fat that's close, actually fat growing next to the organs, is super dangerous. So that's a huge benefit. Promotes brain health, promotes heart health. Boom, 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 double whammy of benefits. Eases depression and uplifts mood. I know we've mentioned it a couple times. I've talked about it with clients. I think it was a Harvard study that actually talked about how exercise could be as beneficial or more beneficial than some anti-anxiety medicines. And I think that's it's huge to complement it. And I've even heard more and more people talk about how doctors are recommending exercise more and more than the anti-anxiety, anti-depression drugs that are being kind of marketed today. Mm-hmm. So the couple other ones are boost energy, decreases your risk of chronic disease. Obviously, if you have less body fat, if you have, if you're kind of less anxiety, you're probably those chronic diseases are, you're less susceptible to them. Manages diabetes. Boom, that's another one of those chronic diseases that you could be, it'll help control your blood sugar if you do a lot of cardio exercise. The last two are, boost your sex life, hey, and then improve skin health, actually. So that's those are a couple from this fitwire.com article. And you guys know that cardio, I'm sure people hate cardio days for some reason. I don't know why. It's like,
well, it's, I think people, yeah, it's just like the intensity that comes with cardio days, I feel like. And it's, respiratory work is hard work.
Right. But it's super beneficial, like, yeah. Especially when I am, we're going to go into it, but we've talked about it before. We talked about it, I think, believe in like a heart rate training episode, yeah. When we talked about heart rate training, about how you don't have to go, like a spinning class, they usually there's, you know, sprint, all out sprint paces, and then, you know, getting up on your, getting out of the saddle, things like that. You know, you don't have to get into that zone five kind of your maximum heart rate to get all the benefits. You can only get into zone two, which is really like anywhere from 50% to 85% of your max heart rate,
yep,
to get to see tremendous benefits, including like fat burning benefits. So those were kind of general tips and benefits of heart health. And there was a couple, cardio training. So now we're going to try to get more specifics nailed down or drill down more on the benefits to moms. Specifically, and I know there's a couple things we hit on in this that you found some articles about, like especially the reduction in anxiety and depression due to cardio.
Yeah, so I found that exercise can help new moms battle postpartum depression, and I think we talked about this in kind of our postpartum discussion,
right?
About how important it is to be aware, but exercise is something that is definitely, recent studies have found that it's a good management option for women who have recently given birth and are showing depressive symptoms.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it makes sense though, because you think, you know, working out makes you feel better. It releases like positive chemicals into your brain and your body.
Yep.
So that makes a lot of sense. But mm-hmm. This is actually a study out of the UK, but that doesn't really matter.
Mm-hmm.
But it was a full like clinical study, and over 1,000 women, I think over 1,700 women,
wow,
were included in this. So it's definitely a substantial little study that they put together. We'll include links to it in our show notes. But as kind of more awareness and the prevalence of postpartum depression is coming available and people are realizing it, it's also, I mean, exercise is a low-cost way to help manage or prevent it.
Right.
So it's just a really good, you know, proactive approach to not having a severe case of postpartum.
That's it. Like you said, we hit on it before when we were talking about postpartum, you know, several months ago before, obviously, our little one came into our lives. Mm-hmm. But it's something I think people take for granted. But it's interesting because people think that exercise, for some reason, they think, oh, it's going to the gym and breaking a sweat. Yeah, right. That could be that, but I mean, we've talked about it before, walking is the most effective exercise and the most research form of exercise there's ever been. So it's just like, don't poo-poo walking. You know, that's a form of exercise. Poo-poo. Yeah, and plenty of people change their lives and get into great health just walking, making a walking regimen every day. So yeah. Another one we wanted to get into, like I said, drilling down on specifically mom fitness, is the benefits of strength training from women for moms. That includes moms, of course. Yes. So this article I got was from Healthline.com, which is something a website I recommend to anybody that's looking for kind of the most up-to-date health information. I use it a lot when I'm referencing writing articles. Healthline.com. And they had several benefits that women get from strength training. You know, obviously, we just outlined the cardio benefits or the benefits of cardio training, strength training, getting the gym, doing resistance training, which doesn't always mean picking up weights. It could also mean body weight. So, right. Or that sandbag, like we were talking about earlier. A couple of that benefits are preserves muscle mass, controls weight, reduces risk of osteoporosis, and decreases injury risk.
Yep.
And these areas are super important, especially as we get older and as moms get older, they got to think about all those things. I mean, everybody really has to think about all those things, but especially osteoporosis, you know, that's a big one, especially for women, because usually, women have a kind of an issue with that area, osteoporosis specifically.
Well, yeah. And specifically it's low bone mass. That's kind of the prerequisite or the condition that sets off osteoporosis, but having more brittle bones. So it's very true. In fact, I have a piece here from Science Daily that details a little bit more about how even just 30 minutes twice a week of high-intensity resistance and impact training. So again, this does not mean you have to be out there doing crazy amounts of weights. You could be doing actually more of a HIIT workout or something like that.
Body weight.
You could be doing plyometrics. I mean, all these types of things that are just going to provide that intense resistance and impact. But that's going to help improve, as Nick said, the functional performance of your bone density, structure, and strength. Mm-hmm. Especially, and this is for more kind of older women, the postmenopausal women that have even higher risk of low bone mass. Right. So, I mean, weights are not something to be feared anymore. No. I think there's been a stigma around weights being something women needed to stay away from and strength training being something you need to stay away from, but so not true. Right. And the new studies and research is proving, in fact, it's very necessary to maintain your bone. You'd think muscle, but no,
right.
Bone mass.
Yeah, I think there's been some sort of narrative that started recently. I think it kind of came along with the CrossFit craze that if women lift weights, they're going to get bulky. It's simply not true. It can happen, but those women you see in CrossFit competitions or, you know, physique competition, bodybuilder, that's their job, essentially. They're doing that. You know, because they're competing, so they're doing it to a competition level.
You have to have the genes for it too.
I mean, it's true, it seems with men and women, but it's actually in women it's even harder because the estrogen hormone that kind of almost is I wouldn't say a blocker because that's probably a bad description of it, but it really hinders that muscle mass production that you would see in a man usually.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of the opposite. Testosterone can build the muscle where estrogen is kind of the opposite effect. So those women you see in CrossFit and the CrossFit games, you know, they're a very small, minute population of the of women and moms out there. You know, normally if you're working with weights, you're not going to look like that, you know, right. Unless you dedicate your life to it. And then that choice, you want to look at it like that. So, but remember, like Shannon said, it doesn't have to be, you don't have to pick up a barbell or free weights. You can, those are good too, but resistance bands, sandbag, body weight is all good. That's all a form of resistance training. So,
yep.
The last one we wanted to talk about, the articles related to moms and mom fitness, was that we found, I think we both found kind of a similar articles, is yep. that essentially the more active the moms are, the more active the children are going to be.
Yes, indeed.
So basically moms are being a good fitness role model for their kids when they're more active.
Yeah, and I mean, again, there's some studies that are cited in these articles about, like, the minimums of exercise, and they listed, like, pedometers and accelerometers. That is how they measured all of this,
mm-hmm.
and they outline kind of the study, but they say that only data really showed that mothers and children tended to be active together. You know, when you're a mom and you don't have a lot of time, you kind of tend to squeeze it in where you can. So mm-hmm. if you're being active, there's a good chance if you're with your kids, they're going to be doing a similar thing that you right. are. And that's going to encourage them to be active. And kind of if you're going to be doing more moderate to vigorous activity, your kids are more likely to be see you doing that and be doing the same. I also found a different article that talked about the impact of body confidence.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's a huge thing for moms, especially with daughters. If the moms are suffering from body confidence issues, then the daughters are going to be very, very aware of that and probably suffer from it as well. And this is actually an article on CNN. I think it was a segment that they did. But, you know, the ripple effect on girls when their moms are struggling with body image. One great way to get body confidence is by being active and working out regularly. So having exercise in your life is going to give you as a mom better kind of relationship with your body. And you're going to be setting all that much of a stronger example for your daughter.
Right.
And let's be honest. There's so much media out there that's going to be the opposite.
Right.
I think, you know, moms have a real opportunity to set a huge, huge, like, goal and just impression for mm-hmm. their daughters.
Right.
I know that my mom, being active, set a huge, made a huge impression on me and set a precedent for kind of what I thought was appropriate.
Right. No, I agree. And I remember, you know, my mom played a little bit of college soccer at a small community college. And then, obviously, you know, we're not going into dads, but both my parents, you know, being very physically active. Same with yours. But, you know, mom being a great example to about how, you know, paramount physical activity was. So, which is great. And obviously the studies show it, you know, like that. I have found a similar study. I don't know if it might have been the same study, but it was like over 500 moms were surveyed, and they found a direct correlation to the more physical the mom is, the more physically active the mother is, the more physically active the children will be.
Yep.
So that's a great example. Just, you know, they lead by example. And all of this data that we talk about kind of leads to our next, I would say, topic slash announcement, which is something we've been teasing for the last couple of weeks. And that is the announcement of the Fit Moms program that is starting at Tampa Strength. Right now, it will begin in January of 2018. So right now we are basically creating or accepting enrollment. Enrollment is happening right now, I guess we should say. The website just went live.
That's a good way to call it.
So we're doing enrollment for the program right now. TampaFitMoms.com. One more time, TampaFitMoms.com. We'll put that on the show notes for sure. But this is a program geared specifically towards mothers. And that's what we wanted to stress the importance of, why physical activity, exercise, and a regular training routine is paramount for moms. Because it doesn't not only just affect them, it affects their children. So at the Tampa's Fit Moms program is going to be a 21-day kind of jumpstart program that includes an unlimited amount of semi-private personal training sessions. Twice a week, we're going to have a group Fit Moms training classes where the Fit Moms can come in and work out as a group if they like that sort of thing. Also, we're going to be offering nutrition information, nutrition counseling to a certain extent. We're going to do like a goal setting consultation. We're going to do give them out at home workouts that they can use. It's really kind of a, like I said, jump start for them to get started on a healthy note in 2018.
Awesome.
So this is something we're really excited about. Me and a couple of the other trainers there are taking the lead on this and really putting it out there. So if you guys follow me on social media, if you follow Tampa Strength on social media, you will see that we got this promotion. We really want to get it, and we really want to promote it hard because we want to give the largest number of moms the opportunity to basically get fit in 2018. You know, or continue whatever, if they have a fitness regimen they want to continue. Or I already talked to one of these moms that's enrolling in the program already, and she's like a lot of people that are trying to start a regular exercise routine. They want to change. You know, they're looking for a change.
Well, and something else that being a very, very new mom, so I by no means like am trying to speak for all mothers. I don't have nearly the experience, but I think that an issue a lot of moms run into is that even if you were at one point in your life like super focused on fitness or you were really healthy, when you have kids, they take precedent. Mm-hmm. Like their health and wellness is higher priority, I think, for a lot of cases over your own. And I think it's been something that kind of women have been taught to do is just, you know, make sure the kids are happy and healthy mm-hmm. first and foremost. But I'm going to go completely and make some enemies here. But I think you have to take care of yourself as a caregiver before, so that you can be a good caregiver and be there for your kids.
Right.
So I think that the idea that you should always put your kids first and give, you know, all of your time up, I think it's super critical that you make time for yourself.
Right.
And if anything, I think that's starting to kind of be a little bit more heard and vocalized in the community. The whole idea, again, of, like, self-care and stuff, take care mm-hmm. of yourself before you take care of others. It's kind of like when you're on an airplane, you know, like when they say there's going to be turbulence and those little airbags pop down, they're like, please fasten your own before helping or assisting others.
Yeah.
Because you can't help anybody if you're in trouble.
Wow, that is a great analogy.
What? Boom. Mic drop.
Yeah.
But I think that has a lot to do with the mentality that moms feel. They feel guilty about spending time on themselves.
Right.
And it's just not true. Like, right. Moms, if anybody, you deserve it as much, if not more so, because you've got a lot more riding on your health and success. Mm-hmm.
It's absolutely true, and I mean, we outlined it earlier in the episode with all the studies, and
science backs us up.
Science says so, okay?
Science.
So that's why that's just one of the many reasons why we're excited about this the Tampa Strength Fit Moms program. Once again, visit TampaFitMoms.com, enroll there, put your contact information, and then we'll get a hold of you and schedule that initial consult. This is an affordable 21-day program. We made it affordable so as many moms can participate as possible. So this is something that will hopefully get you started on that right track to fitness. That's what we really hope. Because, I mean, that's the thing with personal trainers, and I don't want to go off on another tangent because I know we're trying to wrap it up, but the main benefit of personal trainers, in my opinion, is not only the knowledge they possess about exercise, but just holding you accountable. You know, making you, motivating you through each exercise, being a health coach, and being someone that's going to keep you on task and keep remind you why you're there, you know?
Yeah, and I mean, if you're not local, because we know a lot of people listening are not local, mm-hmm. so this is not going to be as relevant for you, But there are a number of resources that you can seek out in your community. And as Nick mentioned, just maybe thinking a little bit differently and taking your New Year's resolution a little bit more seriously, getting someone to hold you accountable, like mm-hmm. a personal trainer.
Yep.
Even if it's just a kickoff sort of situation, right. you take advantage of that, you know, those free classes that you've been like holding on to since mm-hmm. you joined the gym, or, you know, there's a lot of like great introductory offers from studios and things like that at the beginning of the year, as well as the end of the year. Mm-hmm. You don't even have to wait.
Yep.
You could jump on it tomorrow or today even right. and yeah. just get don't yourself wait. Signed up for something mm-hmm. and create your own little challenge for yourself.
Yeah.
If you don't have access to being here in Tampa and joining the Tampa Strength and Elemental Training Tampa teams, then it's a great thing to do for yourself. Just start your year off on the right foot. Right. Invest in you. You absolutely deserve it.
Boom. I don't think I could have said any better. You did almost 2 mic drops in one episode.
I am damn good.
That's unheard of. That's unheard of. All right, that's it for this week's episode. Thanks again for listening. Thanks for all the ratings and reviews. If you haven't done so already, go to iTunes, give us that rating review, and also we want you to visit our sponsor's website.
Yes, please visit thehempcoffeeexchange.com. Mm-hmm. Take advantage of that promo code. I think all of us are mm-hmm. not going to be as crazy as to say we are not going to have coffee in the future, like in the new year.
Well,
like,
I mean,
can you imagine that being a resolution?
Oh, well, that would be that silly about a resolution, because all the benefits, all the studies are coming out saying the benefits of health of
exactly.
coffee.
Exactly. So, yes. So this is good for you.
Healthiest drink out there is coffee.
Yes.
Enough said. Anyways, yeah, so like Shannon said, hempcoffeeexchange.com. That's where you want to go visit and use our promo code. All right, you got anything else for him?
Yes, if you good. Guys are moms out there and you have any tips or words of motivation for other members, please share that with us. Hop on the Facebook page especially. Help us develop that community a little bit. Share some inspiration for the other moms and just try to spread the word. Be positive about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'll do it, and you can put it on the podcast page, on the Facebook page, and I'll try to retweet it or repost it on our other social channels too.
Yeah.
All right. Anything else? Is that the last announcement?
I'm done now.
All right. Good. This has been another edition of the Addicted to Fitness podcast. We'll check you next time.
See ya.
If you want to learn more about Elemental Training Tampa, check us out on Facebook or go to our website, elementaltampa.com. You can also follow us on Instagram and Twitter under the handle ETTampa. Please rate and review the podcast. Your feedback will help us get better. Thanks.